VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing on Sunday to lodge a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada and the United States' demand that she be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial on fraud charges. China called the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the telecom giant Huawei Technologies' chief financial officer, quote, extremely bad, and demanded that the U.S. cancel its extradition request linked to allegations that she broke U.S. laws prohibiting trade with Iran. Almost 2,000 people have been arrested throughout France over the weekend in the latest round of violent protests against the government. The protesters are angry with President Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he's imposed. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied. Higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end.
A crackdown on political dissent in Turkey is widening to participants in a major civil unrest 5 years ago. Prosecutors have issued arrest warrants for a prominent actor, a leading journalist, and civil society activists. The arrests are in connection with protests that took place in 2013. That unrest began over plans to turn a park in central Istanbul into a shopping mall. This is VOA News. Armenia.